changing of the guards, they call it.
Right.
You know, at the English, they change the guards every, you know, it always happens. That's what changing of the guards means. So changing the, and it just always happens. Every day, same time. So I thought, you know, old heads not understanding rap. Now, rap, you know, rap, people who like rap, they don't like this new shit, whatever.
Right.
So is it the changing of the guards? Nah. Well, yeah, I guess it is. Same shit over and over again. It just repeats itself.
Right.
But now you got, like, Instagram. Things that are making, like, they say that we've had more technology in the past 10 years advanced than in the last 100 combined type shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
But that's all that's changing in society because of Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat. Like, it makes everybody compare each other.
Oh, yeah. Right from the get-go.
Yeah, I can't.
And it's hard to get anything through. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you want to talk about a real goat,
yeah.
like someone that's real special, right. but you bring it up to a new era cat,
yeah.
like LeBron James, for instance. Mm-hmm. He's the greatest of all time. You know damn well he's not the greatest of all time.
Right.
You put Kareem Abdul-Jabbar up against him.
Right.
Or Michael Jordan, who is the greatest of all time, a real talent that nobody had to look up to. You know what I'm saying? He had nobody to look up to. Yeah. Maybe a couple cats coming up.
Yeah,
but
Jordan,
Jerry West or anybody above
Jordan,
them?
Bro.
No.
Right. Yeah.
He changed the whole game. He changed the whole perspective
right.
of the game.
Make it dead.
So guess what? LeBron is working day to day to be like Jordan.
He's trying to get up in the greats.
He's trying to be on Space Jam.
People say that he is already.
He's not, bro. He's not.
I don't feel it. And this is what, it's cyclical. You know what I said? It was the funniest shit ever. I said it should be like, I should be a fucking comedian. Remember in school, in high school, and everybody got a bad grade?
Right.
Like, they call it weighing the test, right? They weigh it.
Right.
So instead of you getting a C, because everybody fucked up and got Fs and Cs too, your C, they increase the percentage up and you'd end up getting like a B plus. You know, remember weighing grades? It's called weighing the grade.
Ah.
Right, so they'd weight the grade. Like, if the chemistry test was given out and everybody fucking failed, they'd have a percentage. They take the average, and then that's the new percentage for your score. So instead of getting a 50%, you get like a 70% because everybody fucked up. It's called weighted grade. We should weight all these fucking people now because there ain't no big men.
Right.
Wait that shit, homie. Like, that shit's not the same. Like, inflation's a good way to say it. That's
right.
Inflation, homie.
Right.
That shit ain't real. Oh, Russell Westbrook got the record for most triple-doubles. It's because nobody's in the paint to block his ass.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Where's the... Weigh that shit. Weigh it. It's called weighted grades. Like, you take it into account all the losers. Therefore, the lower your grade, it actually gets higher, gets raised. Because you're doing the average now. You know what I mean? So everybody would... Like back in school, I'd be in a class, it'd be hard as fuck, everybody would fail, so instead of getting a fucking F, you get a D plus,
right.
You get a C, because you weight the grades, you're like, alright, we're gonna weigh the grades, you guys didn't do that good, so your grade that sucked, but went up, that's life, it's not the same, especially in basketball, that's it, you know what I mean?
Basketball's whack right now.
Russell Westbrook.
Hey, that's my nigga, though.
He's hard, bro.
You know what? Let me tell you. His jump shot, trash.
But there's no defense to stop him.
No. Let me tell you something about Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, we got the fire.
Drive the lane. You want to talk about someone that drives the lane?
I know.
That's the only person in the whole NBA that drives the lane.
Right.
And that's why I like him.
Because
right. Guess what?
He'll finish, though.
Before he shoots, yeah. He going to drive the lane.
But he finishes, though.
He going to finish. Guess what? He going to get rebounds.
Not like Russell Westbrook. I didn't mean fuck Russell Westbrook.
But his shot isn't good enough to take him to the ship. You gotta have a shot. You gotta have that clutch shot. He has it every once in a while,
yeah.
But when it goes in the bucket, it kind of bangs around the rim. It's right. Not net. It's not Kobe.
Yeah, you gotta have that. You gotta have that Jordan. That.
No, that's why he's not number one. He did get MVP, which he deserves. If you're going to average a triple-double,
right.
That's something else. You know what he needs to average a triple-double again this year? 16 rebounds. You think he ain't gonna get 16 rebounds in a game? That motherfucker gonna rebound every fucking shot.
Right, he's different.
He's different. He's hungry. He's a true athlete.
The playoffs are like next week. I'm excited.
It's gonna be nice. I told you, Trailblazers. Look out for him. Dame.
Watch. Yeah, I feel like something's gonna happen. Some surprises are gonna crack.
You look. Oh,
yeah,
there's
hockey cracking too, right?
That's Crosby, right? Oh, that was Crosby.
Bro, that day we were watching the game and I seen three goals, I said, whoa.
Nigga,
hockey for a minute.
Right, so the Penguins, look at them. They're going for their third Stanley Cup.
In a row?
Yeah, which hasn't been done in 35 years. Okay. So they got to play Philly, the Flyers, and then after that is the Kings versus the Knights in Vegas. They have Vegas specials right now because the Kings are over there. And the Kings are hard right now.
7-game series to start.
And the Ducks are playing San Jose Sharks. That's going to be crazy. Nigga, this crazy. Whole playoff is going to be nuts.
It's lit, because anybody can win hockey, too. Two motherfuckers are down 3-1 in the third. 3-0-2.
Who?
The Ducks. I watched that shit, man.
Bro.
3-1.
Bro.
Chilling. I watched the whole thing. I'm like, my daddy used to get free tickets. He used to go to games and shit.
Bro.
He used to play hockey. He used to like it. Bro, that shit is hard.
Bro. You can wear your winter gear in there all day.
Icy.
You feel?
So icy.
Everybody like winter gear. Fuck. Summer too hot and shit.
I know.
That's
fuck, smoking my fuck.
That shit tastes good. It's good weed.
Ooh,
hey.
Smoking my high and clear eyes this year.
You know, I got some clear eyes inside. I'll get it for you.
Yeah, bro. People be tripping on the ground. It's crazy.
You want them right now?
I'm good.
You good?
I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah. I'll let you know. What the fuck is this?
I don't know. These motherfuckers. UFC, man. They be having some new upcoming motherfuckers.
They
be
knocking motherfuckers out, bro.
Yeah, they be knocking motherfuckers out.
That's why Mike over here comes spewing nonsense. That shit pisses me off. Yesterday,
that
talking about they're gonna come see you. I was like, that's the last thing you told me. I got mad. I was like, they ain't coming to see shit. Stop talking about shit you don't know, Mike. You know, don't put that in the world's food. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
He was going that, man.
Right.
He always go, though.
Yeah, it's all love. It's just like, Mike, don't put that in the universe.
Right.
And you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know. No, you don't. Shut up.